This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, S-T-A-C-K, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Garla, G-A-R-L-A, Zelinski, Z-E-L-I-N-S-K-I, date of birth 12/2/1937. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit from Ms. Zelinski with a history of interstitial nephritis secondary to PPI use, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was July 11th of 2022. She did see Dr. Kropotsman since her last visit, and her left arm pain that she was experiencing at that time, which was suspicious for angina, has totally resolved. She was told to contact Dr. Kropotsman if that pain resumes, and he would consider performing a cardiac catheterization. She did have COVID December 1st, and her symptoms were just severe weakness and fatigue. That only lasted up to a week, and she seemed to recover fully. The patient never received any COVID vaccinations. And 15 days later, she got severe pain and edema of her right hand, and she did require steroid treatment, and that has fully resolved also. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no left arm pain, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, her weight is 130 pounds, pulse 83, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff 138 over 80. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen is soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 25th of 2023. Her creatinine is normal at this time, 0.8 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, a history of interstitial nephritis, currently resolved. 2, hypertension at goal, and 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism history with normal calcium levels. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.